While still more people gathered in the crowd, Jesus said to them, "This generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. At the judgment, the Queen of the South will rise up with the men of this generation, and she will condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and there is something greater than Solomon here. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will rise with this generation and condemn it, because at the preaching of Jonah they repented, and there is something greater than Jonah here." The Gospel of the Lord. I hear a hint of impatience in Jesus' words. I wonder if his frustration arises from the fact that the folks are asking for signs when right before them, in their midst, is the greatest sign of all. And they are missing it. Missing Jesus, because, of course, Jesus is not what they expected. But that doesn't happen to us. Or does it? What is a sign? The sixth definition in Webster for sign says something material or external that stands for something spiritual, that indicates the presence or existence of something else. This definition hints at sacrament. Remember the answer to the Baltimore Catechism question, what is a sacrament? Say it with me. A sacrament is an outward sign instituted by God to give grace. Now that's quite a mouthful. The New Catechism rephrases this, I think, in clearer fashion. Sacraments are powers that come forth from the body of Christ, which is ever-living and life-giving. They are actions of the Holy Spirit at work in this body, the Church. They are the master works of God in the new and everlasting covenant. Now that, too, is a mouthful. Frederick Buechner, a Presbyterian minister, in speaking of sacrament, says that it is when something holy happens. It is transparent time. Time when you can see through to something deep inside time. Sacraments help us to catch a glimpse of the almost unbearable preciousness and mystery of life. The almost unbearable preciousness and mystery of life. And sacraments, he goes on to say, don't just happen in church. Sacramental moments occur at any moment, any place, and to anybody. We just have to see. Now, what all of this conveys to me is that sacred signs, sacraments, are actions, not things. Sacraments are actions of God working in and among God's people. What many people in Jesus' time missed was that he himself was the sign for which they were looking. But they missed it in all of his actions. Jesus is indeed the action of God right before our eyes. Since we are baptized into his body here on earth, we too are the action of God. We are sacraments, signs of God for one another. In our actions, if we're living according to the gospel, God is present and tangible and reaching out and touching. In this October issue of Living with Christ, right on the page for today's readings, there is a most pertinent quote from Carl Jung. Christ is in us, and we in Christ. Why should the activity and presence of Jesus not be real and knowable?